Thanks to the Telstra Storm, Mount Barker and Murray Bridge.
Oh, you're my best friend that I've ever had. I've been with you such a long time. You're my sunshine, and I want you to know that my feelings are true. I really love you.
Oh, really?
You're my best friend, Richard Pascoe. Is it too soon to say I love you? I don't think so, Richard, because when you know who your best friend is, you just know.
Good morning, Adelaide Tickar, Richard Pascoe. How are you, mate?
I'm very good after that. No, I love you too, Molly.
Oh, this is what we all needed this morning, isn't it?
We did say yes.
All right, let's get our head into the...
That's going to roar up the iTunes charts. We know that, don't we?
I mean, I'm ready for fame.
It's a little bit of a change in my best friend, Richard Pascoe. Okay, let's talk AirTags, the new Apple device that is dropping this Friday.
They're a Bluetooth tracker. We've talked about them before. Very similar to the Tile or the Samsung Galaxy Smart Tags. I was asked during the week about stalking as well. I've been asked a couple of times. So could somebody slip one of these into somebody they might want to stalk on there as well?
Mm.
Apple have come up with a technology built within its AirTags to prevent this. So what it means is that iOS devices can detect an AirTag that isn't with its owner and notify the user of an unknown AirTag is traveling with them from place to place over time. Now, that means that the AirTag will actually start to beep on you if somebody's put it, let's say, in your bag or hidden it on your person as well to draw attention to it. Then if you're on an iPhone or an Android phone, all you do is get your phone, you tap it, and it will tell you how to disable that AirTag. So a really good feature on there to stop the creepy people out there trying to stalk others.
That's good. I like that there's a solution there. That's great.
Now, apparently there's a problem with AirDrop. I'm upset. Tell me more, Richard.
You should really always have AirDrop turned to receiving off on your device as well. And, you know, parents out there, talk to your kids about this if they're in a public place. So it's about sharing lots of photos, lots of videos on there, makes it quick and easy to share it between iPhones. But the problem is that if you're in a crowded place and suddenly somebody wants to send you a photo on there and you click accept, you might get a surprise sometimes about the sort of photo that gets sent to you. That's happened quite a bit over the years. There's also a bit of a security issue with it at the moment that if certain bad people out there who are standing near you at the time can actually get your phone number and your email if you've
really?
It turned on.
Oh, my
so
God.
So turn it off. Turn it off.
I'm turning
turn
it off right now.
To receiving off. And when you're with somebody you want to share, then you turn it back on.
Okay.
Right, good one. All right, let's talk TikTok because you've got some red flags there too.
I've got a lot of red flags. TikTok is probably not my least favourite social media of all. The TikTok challenges really, parents need to listen to this. There are challenges such as the Skull Breaker Challenge, where you try and trip somebody up on their feet so they hit their head. The Benadryl Challenge as well, which is about drinking as much Benadryl as you can so you hallucinate.
God.
And people have died over these, and now there's a new one called the Blackout Challenge where you try and choke yourself or someone else to get a high. Don't do any of these. You know, talk to your kids about it, but these things are out there on TikTok. It's one of the reasons I don't particularly like TikTok at all. If your kids are on there, you've got to teach them about the ins and outs of digital safety and things like that. But sometimes your kids might be in a situation where they're with their friends, they're a bit worried about all of this sort of thing. So, you know, a few social media people have come up with the idea, if you get them to go along and you get them to send you, like, an X.
Yeah.
So you're not texting, you know, quick X back to mum or dad or to somebody that they trust on there as well, then you know that you have to ring their phone, tell them to come home straight away. You'll explain when they get there. It's an emergency. So it gets them out of that situation.
Really good advice there.
Yeah, so, you know, talk to your kids about all these sort of things on there as well. You can Google those challenges to see how bad that, you know, honestly how bad they are. But talk to your kids about this because it's one of the reasons I really don't like TikTok at all.
Crap Tech of the Week. I said Crap Tech of the Week.
Richard Pascoe's Crap Tech of the Week.
Oh, my God, I forgot about Tamagotchis, Richard.
They're back.
The new
Tamagotchi camera lets you take photos with your virtual pet before it dies of neglect. They all died. Good heavens, people, get over it. If you couldn't look after a Tamagotchi, don't look after a pet. Bandai America, who resurrected the original Tamagotchi 20 years after its debut, as well, for those kids out there wanting that nostalgic itch, and we're looking for another digital addiction on there as well. But had lots of problems out to compete with the Nintendo Switch, upgraded smartphones, smart wearables. So what they did was they came up with a better Tamagotchi with a colour screen, wireless interactivity.
Wow.
And you could even marry a Tamagotchi together with another Tamagotchi.
Oh,
you know, people
got
too much time on your hands. But it lets kids indulge in a vanity of selfies. These are really small. It's got a rear-facing camera on it. No screen or mirror on the back to frame a shot. So it takes trial and error to work out your best angle as well. Now, when you take a selfie, you want to share it with people, don't you?
Definitely.
Yeah. Can't do it on this stupid thing for a starter, because it only puts your photo on the stupid Tamagotchi at the bottom of it. It's trapped inside it forever. That's why the Tamagotchi is the crap tech item of the week.
Oh, it's upsetting, Richard, because I had been thinking, what would I get one of my favourite people for their birthday? I was already going for the Tamagotchi for you. I guess we'll have to rethink that now.
Have to rethink it. My birthday's a long way away. Thank God for that.
All right. Plenty of thinking time there. Richard, we will catch up with you again next Wednesday. In the meantime, catch up with Richard at adelaidetechguy.com.au for all his tech advice. Thanks so much, mate.
See you, guys.